This is the old, old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program 93 in a series of 260 programs covering the happenings and the people who made things happen here in the WHKP years since 1946. Following the same format of the great Frank L. Fitzsimmons series, we call this simply Where Fitz Left Off. And today, Walter B. Smith, B as in Bull and S as in Sunshine. Yesterday, I mentioned that after Andre Porumbanu had been arrested and jailed for 30 days for violating a court order issued to protect the Remington typewriter heiress Gamby Benedict, an offer was telegraphed to Porumbanu offering free a choice of lots in a secluded mountain area where the couple would not be harassed. That telegram was signed by Walter B. Smith. I'd estimate that 90% of the people in Henderson County in the period up to 1964, 90% of the people either knew or knew of Walter B. Smith. And the sending of that telegram by Walter was totally in character for him. It made no difference whether it was Bob Crosby's band, Hal Kemp, the Dorsey Brothers, Johnny Long. Whatever famous name, band, or celebrity appeared on stage in Hendersonville sometime during the program, there'd be Walter. Walter Smith on stage, directing the orchestra, presenting corsages to singers and actresses. The idea of giving lots in Laurel Park to famous people was first used not for Porumbanu, but for Jan Garber when he played for a dance in Hendersonville. Walter presented him, supposedly, with a deed to any lot he liked in Laurel Park. I don't know if Walter's gift was legal, and if so, whether Jan Garber ever sold the lot or gave it away. In the mid-1920s, Walter's father, W.A. Smith, and Judge C.M. Pace owned all the property in Laurel Park. They developed the whole town. W.A. Smith had 8 children, and if there would be one, just one person, considered having had more impact on Hendersonville than any other, it would have been W.A. Smith, Walter's father. He served not only as mayor, but he resigned that job to become city attorney so he could write the town charter and get it passed by the legislature in 1883. Not only was he a brilliant attorney, he was a shrewd businessman. He started with 300 acres and built the town of Laurel Park. There were really 3 corporations involved, Laurel Park Estates, Florida Carolina Estates, and Rhododendron Estates. And while the average entrepreneur years ago used to kite checks, properties and deeds to land freely flowed among these 3 corporations to improve balance sheets as desired. W.A. Smith built Rhododendron Lake, a skating rink, and a dance pavilion. He built a second lake and connected it by canal to the first one. And alongside the canal, he built a road still in use today known as Canal Drive. W.A. Smith built a counterbalanced railway for scenic views at the summit of Mount Panorama. He built the first fairgrounds in the county. He was editor for a short period of time of a local newspaper, a partner in the famed Solola Inn on Sugarloaf Mountain, head of the first building and loan, one of the first banks he headed. He built the famous Dummy Line Railroad, a rock quarry, and 2 years before he died, he was presented at an impressive banquet, a silver loving cup, quote, as the best-loved citizen and the builder of our town. As we said, W.A. Smith had 8 children. There were 3 boys, W.A. Smith, Jr., who died in 1936. There was Hubert M. Smith, who was killed in 1918 in the last hours of World War I. And then there was Walter B. Smith. There were 5 daughters. Lily Smith was the oldest girl. She never married. Then there was Annie Watkins Smith, who married T.R. Watkins. Helen Grimes Smith, who married John Banta. Eva Smith, who married the noted local architect Earl Stillwell, and finally Ruth Smith, who married O. E. Hedge, local realtor who established in memory of his son Dick a special fund for disadvantaged children in the Community Foundation. Dick was missing in action in the Pacific Theater. The late William A. Smith, Jr. also had a son who was declared missing in World War II, Jack Smith, but he was later found to be okay. A large family, even by the standards of the early part of the century. A family whose father had provided all creature comforts for his estate and for his children, and who had, for his children, become perhaps the area's best-known citizen. So, to the outsider, simply observing the total unpredictable habits of this number 5 son, Walter B. Smith, you'd have to ask, why? Why did he choose to live in a pump house on Laurel Park Highway? Why did he persist in seeking to attract attention with his calls to the various presidents of the United States, the governors, the head of the Highway Commission? The antics of Walter Smith included such preposterous things as wearing a huge dahlia bouquet on the seat of his pants, pulling a dog leash down the streets with no dog. Walter B. Smith, B as in Bull, S as in Sunshine, and more about him tomorrow from the seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.